KZX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton. I'm Sherry Preston. The storm barreled into the Atlantic after plowing across Florida, whipping up a barrage of tornadoes that led to four deaths and more than 3 million power outages. With more on that, ABC's Eva Pilgrim's in Orlando.
We saw transformers blowing left and right, and there is a lot of power out in the state of Florida. Some 3.2 million households are waking up without power here. Tampa Electric saying 70% of their customers don't have power right now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says one of the big focuses now is also on gas.
Ensuring that fuel is flowing. Hopefully we get our gas stations and big box stores and everything open very quickly. I'd imagine that will likely happen, and just get people back on their feet.
Milton made landfall about 8:30 Eastern last night in Siesta Key, south of Tampa. The storm surge, predicted to be as high as 15 feet in Tampa at one point, didn't get nearly that high. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me, where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A Dane County judge is the subject of a misconduct complaint. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission says it's found a probable cause that Judge Ellen Burrs got into an argument with one defendant and tried to arrest another defendant who didn't show up in court. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules hold judges to a high standard of professional conduct. The commission wants the state appeals court to hold a disciplinary hearing. Burrs could be removed from the bench. One of the people from Wisconsin helping with Hurricane Milton relief in Florida is ham radio operator Dan Van Evenhoven. He has the know-how to help survivors send text messages when they normally couldn't.
Say your phone doesn't work and you've got relatives out in San Diego. You know, you want to get a hold of them and just tell them, hey, I'm okay, you know, but no way to get a hold of them. That's where we come in.
Van Evenhoven says he's helped survivors of Hurricane Katrina and Helene. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt, with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Come over here if you will. Roommate, what's your name, roommate?
Evan Hardy.
Evan, I love your cross.
Thank you.
Is your Christian, would you say your Christian values are part of the reason why you're going to vote for President Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think play a lot in there. Yeah.
I mean, for a young man like you to be wearing a cross so boldly, that's a big, beautiful cross.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, went on to say.
What do you like about President Trump, and how does he align with Christian values?
He kind of just speaks freely on everything, and he doesn't shy away from anything. So that's kind of what I like about him.
That's how Jesus was. You know, Jesus was flipping tables over when he saw that things were wrong.
He was straight up. He didn't care.
He was transparent, and I love that about Trump as well. We know what's on his mind because he's putting it out there on social media for us to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's what Jesus would do, is call the host of The View a bunch of dumb bitches. Okay.
Oh, what verse of the Bible did Jesus flip a table?
I am not entirely certain. Malcolm okay. Nance reposted a Zen realtor who said, what in the world makes you think a guy raw-dogging a porn star while his third wife is pregnant with his sixth kid would ever be pushed toward Christianity? Republicans against Trump, Malcolm retweeted. The number one hurdle for Donald Trump is that I've never met a mom or a dad or a grandpa or a grandma that have told me they want their son, daughter, or grandchild to grow up to be like him. A real evangelical leader, Bob Vanderplatz, Iowa evangelical leader. Oh, God, please take back your religion. Take back your God so we can take back our country, for God's sake.
Let's dance.
Let's do it.
To the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy
Let's
pants.
Dance. Yes. Oh, hi, good morning, Malcolm Nance. It's not like there's anything in the news that has to do with anything you've ever written about in your 11 billion books. Good morning.
You know, a million words. That's how many words I've... Wait, is that right? Let me count that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pushing a million words in all the books that I've written about Donald Trump, his relationship with Russia, and his threat to the Constitution of the United States, and... I'm glad people are starting to get around to understanding that.
Malcolm, I gotta ask you. I know you couldn't join us yesterday on your usual day, but I was just dying to ask you. So the Kremlin confirmed a report that Trump sent COVID machines to Putin, right? So what happens when they break with their, you know, when your side piece won't back up your story about where you were last night?
You start singing the Wasn't Me song. And with Donald Trump, that's not his game. He is, look, can I start this conversation with some stipulations, right? These are facts that are unassailable. One, Donald Trump is the single most documented liar in American political history. Documented. So why are we having this discussion? Every talk about Donald Trump should start with this man's a pathological liar. He can't tell you the truth. Whatever he says he's doing, he's lying to your face and doing something else. So if they say, oh, you know, he didn't send COVID little pocket cardboard box tests to Vladimir Putin. He sent advanced COVID testing machines that the United States needed desperately. Desperately. And, you know, any other president who would do something to aid some of our foreign allies, they tell us, hey, you know, we sent these machines to Germany. We sent these machines here out of a humanitarian person, out of a humanitarian cause. He could have said he sent testing machines to Russia. But no, it was a personal favor to his supervisor, Vladimir Putin. And he expects something from it. I understand he made seven unauthorized phone calls, or seven phone calls to Vladimir Putin. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a little something about U.S. national security collection parameters.
I was just going to ask you this. I was Alexander Vindman's comments. Yes, please.
If you are an American citizen and you are talking to a foreign power, there is no privilege in being the president of the United States and speaking to an enemy of the United States when you're a private citizen. There is no privilege.
Thank you.
You will be afforded all the same rights, but that doesn't mean that someone will not, you know, will not collect on you or will, in fact, turn this over to the FBI. It's a requirement by law that if you're caught communicating with a foreign power, we will sanitize everything. We know you're communicating.
This is
with
what
them.
You wrote about in your first book, The Plot to Hack America.
Yes.
This is what happened in 2016. They weren't spying on Trump's campaign. It's because they were colluding with Russia. Alexander Vindman said
Trump popped up on Putin's mistress's phone number.
Thank
right?
You.
It said my side piece on Putin's phone, and Trump popped up.
Alexander Vindman said it's reasonable there's a recording of these calls in an exquisite intel program. Trump would not be the target of the collection, but because Putin's a high-value target, Trump would be caught in the collection. The Russians definitely have a recording of every call. Trump's seven calls with Putin also explain why Putin was emboldened to launch the invasion of Ukraine, sustain more than 2 years of war. Putin made a huge investment in Trump and expects the investment to pay off. It's clear now more than ever that Trump was the decisive factor in convincing Putin to wage a wider war in Ukraine. Trump has taken the world to the brink of Armageddon. A second Trump term would have America and with it the entire world go over the precipice. Trump is and was a clear and present danger to the U.S. I mean, Malcolm, you know that's exactly what happened because he on cue urged his Republican friends in Congress not to send aid to Ukraine, right?
You know what? It's quite possible Donald Trump was coordinating Putin's activities against the interest of the United States. The only thing that's saving him right now for not being called a literal traitor is that the Constitution says we must be in a declared state of war. But this, if you want to use it rhetorically, this is treason. He carried out acts against the interest of the United States and in his own personal interest. He wasn't carrying out private diplomacy at the behest of the President of the United States, Joe Biden. There is a recording not just on the Russian side. Okay, when you do incidental, you know, activities like this and you pop up on Putin's side piece phone number, okay, we target that stuff. It's been done since, I mean, Roosevelt did it to people. I mean, this is old school stuff. Trump didn't care, okay, and he thinks he's immune. He thinks that he is secure. My question is, did he coordinate all of this with Vladimir Putin and it cost the lives of our allies? And quite possibly the lives of our servicemen and women. And I don't know. All I know is when we win this election, and we're going to win this election, no question, because every one of you is turning out. I'm going to Georgia when I get back to the United States to turn out the vote. I'm going to drive little old ladies to the polls. But I'm saying this. When this is done, this requires a full-court press of the new Democratic House, the new Democratic Senate, and the new Democratic President of the United States. No backsies on this one. No, he's a nice guy. Let's cut him some slack. No, he's out of office. Look what he's done when he's out of office.
Yeah. I got to say, I mentioned this yesterday. This is also in Bob Woodward's book. You know I love me some Obama, but Biden was right. Apparently, he said they effed up in 2014. That's why we're here. We effed it up. Barack never took Putin seriously. I said that. He should have said F Mitch McConnell and told people what was happening in 2016. But, you know, nobody wants to be seen as too partisan before an election. But only we respect that, right?
Barack Obama's, I said this in the first months that he was president of the United States. He wants to be the Daniel Day-Lewis version of Lincoln, right? But before he suddenly realized how much awesome power that he had at his fingertips. He wanted to be the conciliator. And I think it's great. It's wonderful. It inspires. It is Barack Obama. And I love the guy. But I knew immediately Kumbaya is only sung on one side of this park, right? You're sitting there with your guitar singing Kumbaya. No one is joining you. They are plotting your murder. They are planning to break into your neighbor's house. You cannot show, it wasn't weakness. Obama showed what he was. I'm sure he hated Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
But what I think he did was he underestimated even the intelligence analyses saying Putin could be dealt with. So, you know, but right now, it's not him making an offhand mark to Medvedev about, you know, what happens after the elections. It's him not understanding Vladimir Putin was president the entire time. And that he was plotting murder of his neighbor, the people of Ukraine.
Yeah. But, Malcolm, real quick, the other thing in the Woodward book about Mohammed bin Salman having a burner phone with just for Donald Trump. I mean, there's going to be more shoes to drop that we're going to find out about his levels of treason, whatever you want to call it, right?
Well, I mean, I'm flabbergasted. I'm not flabbergasted that he was given a burner phone, okay? I'm flabbergasted that Trump took it. Now, there's communications we don't know about. If you remember at the beginning of this whole debacle, it was Jared Kushner who went to the Russians asking for a secret encrypted communications network so that he and Vladimir Putin could speak in private. And I went nuts on MSNBC over that. I was like, holy cow! This is you trying to evade the entirety of U.S. intelligence. Okay, so you got a Samsung flip phone from Mohammed bin Salman and his senior staff. That means the Saudis own them. The Saudis have blackmailable information if they cut any side deals. If there were actual bribes exchanged, the Saudis know it because they have a recording of it.
Yeah.
And the only salvation is that hopefully U.S. intelligence have figured this out. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, according to our laws in the FISA court, the U.S. side cannot be used. But we can use definitely what happened on the Saudi side. If he goes, Donald, hey, don't forget about that $100 million I'm going to give you next week. Or don't forget about those blah, blah, blah. Jared Kushner and $2 billion. There's a lot of information out there. And I'm sorry. Joe Biden, I suspect, knows about it.
Yeah.
And the interest of Kumbaya, people don't want to do anything.
I mean, well, can I say, first of all, you retweeted angry staffer who said Trump, who pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, is now telling people he would have had a deal in place. He also urged Israel to directly target Iran's nuclear production capability, which would immediately lead to full-blown war. Don't elect this idiot again. I mean, it is just not hyperbole to talk about the danger of a second Trump presidency, nationally, internationally.
He's the stupidest man ever elected in this job. The man is a demented moron. He is really, really old. You talked about Joe Biden. Good God, Joe Biden was a little slow. Donald Trump is stupid and mentally ill. And this could cause a lot of deaths. And it's already has, if you want to consider how he's downplayed these hurricanes. So listen, people, turn out, okay? I'm mobilizing Democrats abroad right now in the Middle East country that I'm in.
Yep.
You all need to understand we are in an existential crisis, and Project 2025, it's going to come true in less than 30 days
and
unless we fight.
To your point about when we win, the thing I love the best, I think, is it in the Woodward book or somewhere else that Joe Biden admits Merrick Garland was a mistake? I can't wait for Kamala Harris's attorney general. That's all I want to say.
Listen, Glenn Kirshner had better tee up his resume.
Yes. Yep, I'm for it. All right. Thank you, honey. Stay safe over there.
Yes, please.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you.
All right, there he goes. Bye. There he goes, off on his secret mission.
Yeah.
Black Man Spy, that's his podcast.
That's right.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
I feel like you need to sing the entire Lido Shuffle as Credo when you start.
Credo!
They may not appreciate this. Let's just get to the point. The point
they probably
is
don't want to spend the money to pay for the rights to that song.
They're America's only progressive phone company. That's why that was enough notes.
Right, exactly. Okay.
They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world. Rainforest Action Network. Hey, you think climate change is happening, anybody? Oh. Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly, responsive customer service. That's important to me.
Yes.
And you get more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo is so easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Or call 877-346-0516.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, plus that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin native vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Baby, you dropped a bomb on me.
Get it. I'm going to get it. Get it. Get it. Tracy in Arizona on Ruben Gallego's ass whooping of Carrie Lake last night.
That was great.
I love this. He said, "Will you finally tell the people of Arizona, did you win or lose that election?" And she said, "Can I talk about water real quickly?" I was told we were going to do water.
Yeah.
Okay, how about your poll numbers are underwater? How about that? Wow. Wow, Tracy.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You there? Oh, hi. So you did see it. Did you catch when they were talking about women's reproductive rights, when Carrie Lake, who is anti-abortion, but she said she's in favor of UVF.
Yes.
Oh my God. I wasn't sure if I was hearing things. Yes, the Huff Post caught it, and I guess UVF is like the Ulster Volunteer Force, which is a paramilitary Protestant group in Northern Ireland.
Right.
So I guess they're going to be inseminating women. Okay.
Isn't that the best though? Did you lose the election? I was told we would talk about water.
Can we get back to water?
Let's talk about water
in terms of wet.
Water is
from the standpoint of wet.
Water is a big issue in Arizona.
Yes, I understand, but that's not what she was asked. Oh, my God. Okay. Chris, Julie in Seattle has sent a guess the quote for you.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And also supplied you with answers that are incorrect.
All right.
Merrick Garland's utterly inexcusable delay in prosecuting Trump and the criminal conspiracy he led against this nation will go down as one of the most reckless and provocative acts in this republic's long history. Who said that?
Muttley.
No. That would be Rick Wilson.
Oh.
Who said it was a green flag waving to the Steve Bannon's Roger Stone and low travelers backing violence over democracy? Arresting and prosecuting the shock troops was necessary but not sufficient. Not one of the ringleaders has been held accountable. And since an unfinished coup is a training exercise, the bad guys are coming back for another round. Why not? The Garland DOJ made it clear they're satisfied with rounding up some of the small fry while the real perps walk free.
Underdog.
No. Julie says, no, Chris, not Snagglepuss, Mr. Smaisley, or Simon Bar-Sinister. It was Rick Wilson.
It sounded like Simon Bar-Sinister, quite honestly.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've tried to hang with the Merrick Garland as long as I could, but I agree
with
Joe Biden.
Should I get Allison Gill on the show?
Joe Biden reportedly has admitted it was a mistake. It's just, I get there are some excuses and Republicans are, you know, heads, but... Okay.
I'll get Allison next week.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm not scared of her. Rick says the only solution to these problems, even a partial solution, is to blow the doors off on Election Day. I am increasingly convinced that only an Obama-level shellacking will deter the worst aspects of the Republican plan to overturn the 2024 election. We're talking about a real wrath of God-level defeat for the GOP in the presidential race, the House and the Senate. The Senate's tough, but the two other categories offer a path to victory that can and will deter at least some of the evils that Trump has unleashed and encouraged. Agreed. Blow the doors off. I've already voted. Do it. Get it. Vote as soon as you possibly can is what I would say. Oh, also, can I say, go John Tester. If you can help John Tester.
Yeah.
Yes.
I swear to God, he's the whole different. He's a real farmer. He's an like he's not like the fake farmer Devin Nunes on their side. He lost a finger in a thresher, for God's sakes. He's a real farmer. Unless you've lost a finger in a thresher, you're not a real.
That's not true.
He's a great senator. Fingers. Please help John Tester.
I'll ask Nebraska Nick if that's correct.
Yeah, I think you can keep all of your fingers and still be a farmer.
Just saying. 29 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. A Baraboo man is under arrest for a hit-and-run crash that killed a bicyclist near Baraboo the other night. Sauk County deputies say 61-year-old Kristen Harding of Baraboo was thrown from her bike and into a ditch, but the driver of the SUV kept going. Harding was well-known in Baraboo, especially for her multiple sclerosis advocacy. The 31-year-old suspect faces charges of hit-and-run causing death and other counts. Police in Sun Prairie are looking into vandalism at the city's Little League Park this week. Investigators say it looks like the damage happened sometime Monday night or early Tuesday morning. Freshly poured concrete at the park on Bird Street was damaged. Police also say they found graffiti and other property damage. Anyone who knows anything is urged to call the Sun Prairie Police Department's non-emergency number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day today under sunny skies. High temperatures reach the low 70s. With clear skies tonight, we'll fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, we continue to stay unseasonably warm and spike to 80 degrees. It'll be bright, it'll be beautiful, and it'll be summery. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker joins us for a Max Inc. preview.
And it'll be another Dumpster Fire Friday.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Let me just express our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Western North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and now Florida, who are bracing for another devastating hurricane. The bottom line is that FEMA spent $1 billion on funding for illegal immigrants that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden let into the country. CNN and many mainstream media outlets reported that more than a month ago. Now today, we find ourselves in a predicament where Americans are in dire situations in need of food and of water. And Secretary Mayorkas last week said that FEMA does not have sufficient funding to get through this crisis and through the rest of hurricane season.
Mike Johnson can call
Congress
back.
First of all, Mike Johnson won't call Congress back.
Right.
Over 60 Democrats have called on him to do it. Not one Republican has. They're the ones that voted against FEMA relief.
And Congress solely has power of the purse.
Exactly. Not the president.
Not the president.
Right.
Congress.
Yep. Okay, Kate Baldwin doing some bulwarking. Thank you.
But first, on that, let's keep to the facts, which is on that suggestion that Donald Trump did make that they were stealing money from FEMA and using it, and it's all gone because they're using it to house migrants. That's not true.
Thank you.
There's no disaster relief fund money that was going to house migrants.
I don't think the American people care which pocket the money came from. They do care that their tax dollars, $1 billion of their tax dollars, went towards housing migrants. That came from FEMA's funds.
No, it did not.
It did not. They're just like everyone. That's apparently what you must sign if you work for Donald Trump.
Yes.
You have to lie. You have to repeat whatever lie he just did.
You're now saying is that you think it is. You don't think American people care where the money comes from. You think it is bad that they're using FEMA money to house migrants. Ironically, Donald Trump attempted something very similar to what he falsely now is claiming about them. In 2019, Trump used Trump used money from FEMA's disaster fund for migrant programs at the southern border. Mm-hmm. He told Congress that he was intending at the time in 2019 to shift $271 million from DHS, including $155 million from FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund, to pay for detaining and transporting undocumented immigrants.
Every single thing is going to be a projection. It's everything he's saying is something he did. We continue.
And money was transferred by Donald Trump in 2019 in the Trump administration from the FEMA Disaster Relief Fund to house migrants. So is he then okay with moving disaster relief funds for dealing with migrants, but now is not? Is that what you're saying?
What President Trump didn't do is allow an open border policy for 4 years, allowing nearly 20 million illegal people into the country, stressing our public infrastructure in cities across the country, using taxpayer dollars to fund illegals and put them in luxury hotels, as we've seen in New York City, to give them prepaid debit cards to buy clothing and food when the American people are suffering from the worst
inflation crisis. It's okay for Donald Trump to do it. It is not okay for the Biden administration to do it.
Thank you. We will take any journalism anywhere we can get it. Jody is doing her impression of her dead inside door knocker.
No.
Fact checker door knocker.
No.
Hi. I'm Jody Hamilton. No, that's not true. What he said.
That's not true. No.
Hi. I'm dead inside door knocker.
Okay. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
All right. One more.
The word of a Republican member of Congress who says that these rumors that Donald Trump has been pushing, in part, the things he's been saying, is not true. You said that you haven't heard Kamala Harris answer a question. I'm just going to leave it here. But I'm not hearing you answer the question of why it was okay for the Trump administration to use disaster relief funds in order to deal with migrants in 2019, and it is now completely not okay and something he's hitting the administration on now. We're going to leave it there because I offered you three times to give me the answer, and I'm not getting it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kate Baldwin. Okay. George Conway said,
exactly.
Get out. Get out.
Goodbye.
George Conway said, imagine if we learned today that Kamala Harris was having regular conversations with Vladimir Putin, had sent him a special COVID testing kits, falsely claimed to have visited Gaza, and was repeatedly lying about the federal hurricane response and said that the country had bad genes. Oh, my God. And again, that's like one day's news cycle. We opened the show talking about what a D Ron DeSantis is. You realize why he was such a disaster as a candidate. He's just so petty and vindictive and just nasty and thin-skinned, right? Like and just not taking the president or vice president's call during a natural, that, again, unprecedented. Portia tweeted, now DeSantis is trying to keep a cancer patient named Caroline from sharing the story of her abortion by threatening to criminally prosecute TV stations that carry the Amendment 4 ad featuring her story. Mm-hmm. Right? Republicans desperately don't want these abortion bills on the ballot because they lose every single election, right? They lose. And so this is right out of Trump's fascist playbook. We're going to prosecute TV stations. We're going to, what did Trump say? Yeah. He's going to, oh, good. 60 Minutes needs to be criminally investigated
for editing.
For editing, a pre-recorded
interview, which they do with every pre-recorded. Okay. One thing I wanted to get, we talked to Malcolm about some of the just stuff that was in Woodward's book. This one stuck in my craw. Jody, you and I talked about this yesterday. It's in the Woodward book. George Bush called Biden after the withdrawal from Afghanistan and said, oh, boy, I can understand what you're going through. I got by my intel people, too. Okay. Biden did not get by his intel people. He got by Donald Trump.
Right.
Who already did a huge drawdown and left Biden hardly any options, negotiated with the Taliban and not the Afghani government, right? Mm-hmm. Wanted to invite them to Camp David. I'm not the anniversary of 9/11. And no, George Bush, you did not get by your intel people. You got by a Dick Cheney.
Who are we doing this again?
Pressured.
Yeah, we're back to that.
Yes. Your intelligence people to cherry pick and twist and outright lie about weapons of mass destruction. Oh my God, just the whitewashing of history. I'm sorry. Oh, Dick Cheney.
How?
I'm going to wake up next to that our war criminal after we win and gnaw my own arm off to get her so I don't wake him up. Oh, thanks for getting our democracy back.
How come you're waiting to hour three today to explode?
Usually
you do it in hour one.
I stored some up. I stored a little bit up.
Saved a little.
Okay.
We had a lot of guests.
Well, because I had to store up some breath for the latest statement from the bassinet of the 45th. This would be the statement from the full poopy diaper bassinet. Oh, it's all caps. The whole thing's all caps. Oh, we are in caps lock.
Yep.
All morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, he has rejected an invitation from Fox News to debate Kamala Harris now because he is a giant, see the likes of which we have never. Wow. So now he won't even debate on Fox News because he's such a.
He's going to the Palm Springs area this weekend, though, for some reason.
Pardon me?
He's going to the Palm Springs area this weekend.
They don't want him in Coachella.
You know what I hate more than Dick Cheney is that cock a doodle doo. You know, that chicken. Bok, 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 bok. Bob Seska has a sound effect that actually says that word. It's a chicken. It's an actual chicken, but... Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. Did I get to the stage? Oh, I didn't. I won the last two debates.
No, you didn't. No.
Oh, do I need to stipulate nothing in here is true?
Okay. You won one of them.
One with Crooked Joe, the other with Lying Kamala. I accepted the Fox News invitation to debate Kamala on September 4th, but she turned it down, and J.D. Vance easily won the debate with Tampa and Tim Walz, who called himself a knucklehead. I'm also leading in the polls. No. With the lead getting bigger by the day? No. Leading in all the swing states? No. The first thing a prize fighter does when he loses the fight, sorry, we're on page two, is say he demands a rematch. It's very late in the process. Voting's already begun. There will be no rematch. Besides, Kamala stated clearly yesterday that she would not do anything different than Joe Biden, so there's nothing to debate. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald J. Trump.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
He signed it like a business memo?
Thank you for your attention to this. Please take notes.
Why? Okay.
I eagerly await your reply.
Yes. We'll circle back to this later.
Right.
All right. Boy, that meeting could have been an email. Okay.
Totally.
We were just saying, do you have the tiniest of violins? He's just a whiner, and they're just a whole family of whiners. Melania.
Oh, my God, that one.
Who believes in her ability to have...
Individual.
Liberty.
Yes. Liberty.
Individual.
Liberty.
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 Right, that's
liberty,
what I said.
Liberty. Individual.
Women
liberty.
Are entitled to...
Individual liberty. She likes it when I do that. I don't know why. I don't know why that tickles her so much.
You're going crazy.
Her.
How much longer? I don't even have a watch. Why am I looking at my wrist?
I don't know.
How much longer? Are we there yet?
No.
Okay, Melania, I'm not done with her whining.
26 days.
We're going to pull this house around.
Don't pull the house over. Melania Trump has claimed that cancel culture led to her son Barron being refused a bank account after Trump left the White House.
Huh?
What?
She complains, oh, no, really? See, how's he been scraping by? She complains that she and Barron felt the venom of cancel culture in the weeks after January 6th took place. What? In another incident, she said she lost out on a media initiative because the private equity firm backing it chose not to honor our agreement due to personal animosity toward my husband. Oh, the New York Times reported that Melania's Fostering the Future program was not registered with the Florida Consumer Services and therefore fell under investigation. She accused the media, but responded by saying the media was trying to cancel her and her charitable endeavors.
No.
And presumably infringe on her
individual liberty. Why do you like that so much?
Because that joke has resilience. It'd be best if we do it again and again.
Be best.
Give me the thing. I need to.
Oh, you
She's having way too much fun.
Yeah.
It's just because he's running against immigrants, he's going to deport them all, and she sounds like Latka on Taxi. It's just... Okay. 40... I'm sorry.
The little things that
I'm
make
sorry.
Her happy.
Yeah. She is an individual.
Individual.
Right. So I said. 45 minutes after the hour.
I want to know the real reason why they denied Barron an account.
They're just a bunch of whiners. Oh my God.
I doubt that it's even true.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, be best if you fact check that.
Be best.
Okay. You have to fact check each lie, each
individual
lie separately. 46 minutes after the hour.
Be best.
Stop bullying her, Stephanie.
It's not nice. How many languages do you speak?
None. Nine? Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Woo! Yeah, I gotta get my chill back. My calm, because it's a, right?
Yes,
it's
highly recommend that.
It's going to be a stretch until the election, I got to tell you what. CB Distillery, targeted formulations made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. I'm telling you, Chris Lavoie loves the tincture.
I just
gave him some yesterday.
Yep.
I use that relief stick when I overdo on my bicycle or my hiking or you name it. I'm telling you, it wakes. Just if you want calm, you want a little bit of chill, go to the source we trust, cbdistillery.com. 20% discount to get you started. What? See, we give and we give. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. Type in the code Stephanie.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie.
The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Wow. So J.D. Vance's answer about Trump having several phone calls with Putin, and I'm reading verbatim. I honestly don't know what Bob Woodward. I didn't know Bob Woodward was still alive until you asked me that question. Okay. What little I know about Bob Woodward is, I'm going to use the word here, he's a hack. The guy's a hack. And then he said, even if it is true, is there something wrong with speaking to world leaders? Yes. Yes. It's called the Logan Act.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He knew. Right. And he said, oh, is there anything wrong with engaging in diplomacy? That wasn't diplomacy. It was treason. It was him going, yeah, go ahead into Ukraine. I'll get my buddies in Congress not to vote for aid to Ukraine. Traitor. He is a traitor. Have I mentioned that he's a traitor?
I am a traitor.
He mentions it.
Thank you. By the way, MAGA is melting down over Tim Walz's call to end the Electoral College.
I'm with him on that.
They know they will never win another election if we just do the popular vote.
Right.
How can you tell me the popular vote is undemocratic? Is that not, I mean, I've always said I think it is un-American that people in, you know, X blue state have to say, oh, my vote doesn't count because I'm in XYZ. Or
vice versa. Red states, yeah.
Right. To say my vote doesn't, everybody's vote should count.
I agree.
So Tim Walz said, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go. We need a national popular vote, but that's not the world we live in. A clear majority of Americans, 63%, that's almost 65%, Chris.
Yes, I've heard. Yeah.
Support eliminating the Electoral College. Trump has also previously called for eliminating the Electoral College, calling it a disaster for democracy because he believed incorrectly it was responsible for Obama's defeat of Romney, because that was part of his Obama derangement syndrome, mm-hmm. right? After he won the Electoral College despite losing the popular vote. Of course, his supporters claimed it's crucial to the American system and the Founding Fathers' wishes. Don Jr. wrote, holy, Waltz and Kamala are radicals. Really? No. What 65% of the American people want is radical? Somebody wrote, oh, this guy doesn't care about rural America. The Electoral College doesn't inherently favor rural states, but rather swing states like Michigan or Arizona. California, by the way, gave Trump more raw votes than any other state. Yep. So they don't have a leg to stand on, except they know they are not in line with, you know, the majority of Americans on any issue, I don't think. How about this one? Effery. That's what they believe in. Pro-Trump election deniers have quietly been embedded in nearly half of the voting certification boards in battleground states' largest counties. This is a big gulp.
Yep.
At least one member has expressed pro-Trump. 16 had at least one member who expressed pro-Trump skepticism about voting machines, mail-in ballots, and the 2020 election. By sowing doubts at the county level about whether an election should be certified, where they are laying the groundwork to argue that if Trump loses in a particular state, the electoral slates from that state should not be counted. A Trump defeat could trigger widespread certification delays past the federal deadline to certify state election results by December 11th and create an opening for Republicans to challenge the results in Congress. That's exactly what they're planning for. Mm-hmm. Legal experts hope Congress and lawmakers will opt to adhere to election norms. Really? That's what we're basing this on, hoping that Republicans will adhere to any norms. Oh, God bless you, Mark Elias. They also fear the tension sure to mount as the nation moves towards certifying the results in D.C. It will be a period of chaos and confusion, predicted one expert, that will be leveraged by grifters to raise money and incite anger and violence. Michigan Secretary of State said we are more clear-eyed about what we're up against and what we could be facing. I hope so. People like her and the Mark Eliases of the world, that's all we can do. All we can do is turn out in huge numbers. Right. I have to hope that people that know what they're doing are
they're more prepared
see this
now.
Coming now. Yeah.
They're more prepared now than they were in 2020 or 2016.
Georgia State Election Board officials will seek assistance from the state legislature to establish clearer guidelines for maintaining accurate voter lists following a tense debate Tuesday over mass voter challenges. The board voted Tuesday to ask state lawmakers to update rules so it would be more difficult for county election boards to methodically reject thousands of challenges to voters' eligibility that are increasingly being filed across the state.
Yeah, because you can challenge any vote. Any person can challenge any voter, no matter what.
You know why? Because they vote Democratic. That's the only reason they're trying to figure out how to. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of grift, Trump's God Bless the USA Bible, made in
China.
China.
China. China.
How'd you know
China.
That? Trump's Bible that he promotes, that he gets money for, is the God Bless the USA Lee Greenwood Bible.
Which is the one that Oklahoma is going to put in every classroom.
Yes.
Right, right. Oh, my God, the grift just goes on and on.
It's all a grift.
Yep.
Okay, and then I always save one story that'll just make me gayer automatically. Stephen Miller.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God. Oh, this. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's coming up already. Yeah. Right. There's my breakfast.
This even turned me into a lesbian.
Stephen Miller tells Fox viewers how to impress the ladies.
Stephen Miller.
After Jesse Waters praises him as a sexual matador.
No. I'm going to knock on doors.
Do you have dating game music? Here is Stephen Miller's romantic.
No.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be shallow. He's so disgusting inside and out. He is gross looking. Oh, my God. He said, if you're a young man, it's very important in election season who's looking to impress ladies, to be the alpha, to be attractive. The best thing you could do is wear a Trump support on your sleeve. Show that you're a real man. Show that you're not a beta, right? Be proud, loud Trump supporter, and your dating life will be fantastic.
No, it won't.
Waters said, thank you, Stephen Miller. Take it easy on the ladies.
I just think I'm going to burp.
Oh, God, I did it again. Oh, God, we're going to have to put tarp down. Okay. Why did I save that to the end?
I don't know.
Could easily have been a Patreon.
That was a taxing show. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.